Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that we're able to spend this time together as we continue on in a message I began this week entitled Establishing Priorities. And we looked at the foundational scripture that is shared with us in Proverbs that says, without a vision, the people perish. That's a very strong word. And so without a vision, without a guiding spiritual direction in our lives, we won't fare very well. And so that's why it's very important, not just at the beginning of a year, but at every time, sometimes that's a good way to do it, but that to frequently revisit that purpose that God has placed on your heart, of how faithful you are to keep that in mind. Are you focused? Are you continuing to press on for the priorities that the Lord has helped you establish in your life? And we do that by making a choice, a definite decision. Or if we fail to do that, we're pressured by circumstances, things that come up, or by relationship with others, or we do it by just making no decision at all. But scripture warns us, and I shared those couple scriptures in Proverbs, the 25th chapter, he that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down without walls, and he that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. We have to be accountable before the Lord with the choices that we make. And so it's important that we have the priorities that God would place in our lives for the season that we are currently in. It is the very nature and destiny of man to have dominion, and it begins with self. It's important. That's why those scriptures, you know, if you don't have dominion over your own spirit or rule, if you don't have that ability to look at your own actions and rule or control by discipline, by guidelines, priorities, the thing by scripture, basically, then you are without restraint, without a vision. Now, the people are without rule, they perish. And so it's important before the Lord and in our spiritual walk that we have accountability before the Lord in terms, first of all, of our own life, our own attitudes, our motives, our priorities, the things that are important to us. And then as we're faithful to that, if we're faithful over a little, what does scripture show? That we'll be ruler over much. And of course, we do have other priorities beyond our personal life, but it starts there. And I'd like to share, before I go into a scriptural example of misplaced priorities, what the scriptures tell us in Psalm 8, a psalm of David. He begins by saying, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. He goes on, and he talks about those times he must have spent while he was keeping the sheep, looking at the beauty of the heavens. He said, when I consider the heavens, the works of thy fingers, the moon and stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Verse 6, thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Again, that initial dominion mandate that God gave to Adam and Eve. Thou hast put all things under his feet. All sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. So we see here what he's doing is basically affirming the original dominion mandate, if you will, that God gave to our first parents. So we've been looking and establishing the fact that priorities are very important in our lives. And we can learn about a man who had misplaced priorities that are, it's recorded in Luke, the 12th chapter, verses 16 through 21. Let me read that for you. And he, this is being speaking of Jesus, spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits, or to store my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I'll pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God, in verse 20, said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he, Jesus said, that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. So this is an example of a man who not only left God out of his life, but he had wrong priorities. Now, first of all, we need to establish there's nothing wrong with being rich. Abraham was a very rich and wealthy man of the East. God, obviously, when we're blessed with abundance, with riches, it's God that is blessing what we have. He blessed this man, but this man made wrong choices. First of all, we see that he did everything for himself. He built the barns, the larger barns, and his the things that he had planned to do for his own pleasure. That personal pronoun I is used 11 times in that short parable. And so we have to ask ourselves, regardless of our station, position in life, if we're a parent, a father, a mother, are we more concerned about business and work? There's certainly a place for that, but would we let that priority affect and have a negative relationship on our family? So we really need God's mind. And that's true. Sometimes pastors get so involved in the work of the ministry, their families are neglected. So if you set priorities for yourself and what interests you, you can't do that to the neglect of your family. You will pay for the consequences of that choice. You know, the most important thing God gives to us, beloved, are our relationships. God values relationships. First of all, our relationship with Him, and then the relationships that we have with one another. There's no success in a self-centered life. Regarding this parable of the rich man, he made references to his eating and drinking and bodily and soulish gratification. He was just, you know, be at ease, take your pleasure in all the wealth that I've accumulated. And basically, he was not even considering God. And so he did everything for self. And he provided, obviously, quite well for everything pertaining to his material needs, but he gave no consideration to his spiritual needs. And that's an indication of very wrong priorities. You can't serve God and mammon, Jesus said. You'll either love the one and hate the other. We have to make choices. And if we don't make the right choice in terms of the Lord, then we will suffer unpleasant and negative consequences. The most important thing is our relationship with Jesus. We're to love Him, the Lord our God, with all of our heart, our mind, our soul, our spirit, and our neighbor as ourselves. Those relationships God has put in our lives, they're important. They're blessings from God. And for those who just concentrate on material priorities, they will be grossly disappointed and frustrated. God has made man a tripartite being, body, soul, and spirit. And there needs to be, there must be, for a fruitful, happy, fulfilled life, to have harmony and balance between all of those. All of them are important. First of all, our spirit man in relationship with God, and then the soul and the body. There has to be care and scriptural guidelines in doing divine order, divine harmony in those areas as well. And we see that this rich man in this parable, he provided only for this life and not for the life to come. What was his problem? Well, beloved, the problem wasn't his wealth, but his problem was the priority and value that he gave to his wealth. If we are given resources, money, gifts that God has placed in our lives, the abilities that we have, we are to be stewards of all that we have. Not sometimes we hear that word we think of just in a financial way, but that's true of our time, our abilities, our talents, our giftings. Everything we have, God has given to us. He's given us our very life. And so it's only fitting that we should return to Him those things that would bless Him and bring joy and satisfaction to His heart, and in so doing, certainly bless and fulfill us. Well, my time has come to an end, and I will continue on tomorrow's broadcast. We're going to talk about how do we establish priorities and not be led along by wrong priorities, such as this rich man that Jesus described in this parable. I thank you for joining me, and if you need prayer in any area of your life, I'm a partner of prayer with God's people. That's what this ministry has been since 1965. I invite you to write or email with the contact information the announcer will give if you email. If you would like a personal answer, I invite you to share your mailing address, although I will always confirm receipt and, of course, pray. Thank you for joining me, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.